Praise the Lord, everything body this is.
Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Pastor Cheryl Paxton calling on favor as we go through the process of there. Thank you so much for joining me today. And as we are going on the journey of process of there, walking by faith, as the Lord takes us to the place that he has already predestined for our lives, making us, shaping us, refining us, causing us to be all that he says, proving himself and his word concerning our lives. And as we trust him, we become the blessing to just not only ourselves and our family, but to generations and to nations. So we understand that this process of there is a process that is by faith. Can't plot it out, can't plan it like you're going to school or you're going to get married and the step-by-step things that you can do. It is the everyday life, the everyday situations that we encounter that God uses to stretch us and prove himself to be faithful and let us see him and ourselves in a way that we have not before. So we thank God that even in the process of there, it tells us that the purpose of God outweighs every situation and every circumstance, and God's word comes in our life and becomes alive to us to make the will of God be performed in us as we submit. So we've been studying ordinary people in the Bible, seeing them as ordinary people, not superhuman Christians, but seeing them as day-to-day people as we are, and maybe in a different time frame, different century, but people that face the same types of situations that we face in our time, and they watch and prove God as he shows up and proves that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly far above what we think or even imagine. So we thank God and praise God for the fact that he is well able to do that in our lives. We are looking at Abraham and his descendants, and we want to look briefly at Jacob. And we talked about yesterday about naming something out of pain, naming something out of the place of pain. But today we want to address this place of fear, that place that comes to try to snatch us down, to try to make it seem as if we cannot become and cannot be what God has told us, commissioned us to be, that the situation is going to be overwhelming in our lives and we're not going to make it. So, you know, we see that every one of the people that we've studied have faced some sort of fear, either making decisions on their own or being in places where the enemy and their own flesh has come in to try to make it seem as if God is not going to show up and be faithful in their life. And we're going to look at Jacob. We're going to look at him when he was going to meet his brother Esau and how afraid he was, that his brother was not going to forgive him and his brother was going to destroy him and that he was going to be destroyed and his family because of what happened years and years ago. We understand and we know that Jacob took the birthright of his brother by tricking his father to make him think that he was Esau, but it was already in the plan of God because the Lord spoke to their mother while they were in the womb and they were wrestling in the womb and she inquired of God and wanted to know what's going on and he told her there are two nations inside of you and the older will serve the younger. So she kept that word and she pondered it in her heart. Even when they became young men, Esau was in the field and he was very, very, very hungry and he came to his brother who had made soup with lentils. He wanted some of the soup and his brother said, "What would you give me?" And he says, "Give me your birthright." So he gave up his birthright because he believed that if he was starving and that if he was dead because of starvation, then the birthright wasn't going to mean anything. But he didn't understand that he was going through a temporary phase, and he could have easily gotten something to eat, got something to sustain him until he was able to fix the food for himself, but he did not. And so we see that that was the cause to the next step when their father said that he was preparing to die, and he wanted to bless Esau. Jacob and his mother come in, and they fix the food that he requested, and they put on some goat's hair on his brother to make him feel hairy as his brother was. And the father said, your voice sounds like Jacob, but your body and your smell smells like Esau. They even put some of his clothes on. So this began a long, treacherous road for Jacob, because he had to flee because his brother was going to kill him after his father's death. And his mother found out about it and sent him to Laban's house. And so he stayed there for many years. But now he's coming back, and coming back to unite with his brother. There's all of this fear that he's encountering, all of this fear that he's going through. And many times in our lives we face things that seem overwhelming, that seems like it's going to take us down, that seems as if it's going to demolish us, that we're not going to survive. It even comes to make it seem like the promise of God is so far off and cannot be accomplished. It comes to make it seem as if the enemy and all of his voices are going to outrule God. But that's the time that you've got to go back and cling to the Word of God and decree the Word in the face of fear. The Word of God says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When we read and understand that, fear and being afraid is two different vices, but they carry the same grip, so to speak. It's two different doors, two different vices, but they carry the same grip put us in a place where we are immobile, that we can't go forth. To be afraid means it's a cowardness, it's a timidness, it's to be scared, it's to be filled with fear, apprehension, and regret. And many times the enemy tries to make us be apprehensive and regret obeying God or trusting God or being in a situation of faith. And you cannot allow that fear or that being afraid to come and grip you in its grip and try to squeeze out of you like a python the life that says, I will trust God and I will believe God. Fear is to be afraid. It is to be frightened. It's dread. It's terror. It's intimidation of an adversary. And it is panic. It's loss of courage. It is a place of shock, unreasoning. It is the immobilization of your ability to go forward. And so we understand that the enemy tries to bring these things, these two vices to us, but we cannot allow them to even grip us and have control over us. God has control over every motive of our lives. He has control over every matter that concerns us. And He has control over what's going to happen to us in the spirit and in the mortal realm. If he would allow us to be destroyed in the face of our adversary, it would mean that he was not God enough to keep us. Even when he had Israel and they were acting out against the will of God and being stubborn and rebellion, and God wanted to destroy them, Moses reminded them, if you destroy them, then our enemies will say that your God brought you out, basically. I'm paraphrasing. Your God brought you out, but he was not able to keep you. He was not able to sustain you. He was not able to provide for you. He was not able to take you into the place that you said God promised you. So the enemy tries to make us feel this way when we're facing these situations, and that's what happened with Jacob. But God had to reassure him, and we see him in this wrestling match, and God changes his name because he was determined within himself, I can't leave your presence without knowing what's going to happen. I cannot leave you without having this peace within me that everything is going to be all right, that my family will not be destroyed by my brother who's very, very angry with me. So we see that we have to allow God to be God in every aspect of our life. We cannot allow fear or even being afraid to come and consume or choke out the will of God. These vices that the enemy uses are vices to keep us in a place where we're not moving forward, that we're not going to the place of there, that we're not accomplishing, that we're not seeing the salvation of the Lord in our life, in that place that we're in the land of the living, that everything that the enemy is trying to say to us that we're going to get or receive from God is in the by and by, and that's not true. God is the saving strength of his anointing right now, and he promised to bless me in the land of the living and to bless you in the land of the living, and that's what we have to understand. We have to understand that God is going to do something awesome in our lives. In Isaiah 8 and 12, it talks about, it addresses fear, it says, do not say a conspiracy concerning all that this people call a conspiracy, nor be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. In other words, we're not supposed to say what the world is saying. What they say is trouble, a conspiracy. What they say is going to overtake them. It's not our testimony. We have an overcoming testimony that says all things are possible because we believe. And that's what you have to hold on to and cling to. In the face of adversary, God is going to do the impossible. In the face of what it looks like, this barrenness, God is going to command the wound of fruitfulness to be opened before you. He's going to cause the miraculous of his power to be known unto you. Do not be afraid, because God is going to do excellent when it comes to you and all that he said concerning you. I pray that you take this word. I don't know what kind of fight you're in. I don't know what kind of faith walk you're in, but know the same God that was with Jacob, the same God that brought him out, is the same God that's going to bring you. The same God that brought Abraham out is going to bring you out and bring us out, and we're going to see the salvation of the Lord in the land of the living. He's going to show up in the strong arm, with the might of his arm, with the power of his arm, and he's going to do a mighty thing for us. We will overcome. We will triumph in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, for tuning in, for the process of there. I pray that you're eating this word and receiving it within yourself and watching your everyday process clearer and more precise, because you believe and trust God. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow in Jesus' name.